proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. So, if I don't believe in Jesus, am I going to hell? This straightforward question was asked to me by a local Orthodox rabbi, and this came about after a two-hour-long conversation about Israel, the Bible, and the identity of the Messiah. Now, as blunt as this question was, our conversation was very cordial and meaningful. As we discussed the identity of Jesus, he remarked to me that he believed that Jesus was a real person and even a well-intentioned reformer in the first century, but he believed that Jesus did not qualify to be the Messiah. For him, the Messiah was yet to come. Now, the identity of Jesus as the Messiah is not a new challenge for the Jewish people, or Gentiles for that matter. Throughout the ages, the name of Jesus has been a point of contention and division between Christians and Jews. It is true that most Jewish people do not believe in Jesus, but unfortunately, further division has taken place as many in the church have bought the lie that God is done with the Jews and has cursed them, even going so far as calling the Jews Christ killers. Therefore, Jewish people have been wary of any Christian witness of the gospel due to this form of anti-Semitism. Regardless of these issues, the question remains, who exactly is Jesus, and what must we do to be right with God? 2,000 years ago, a Jewish man came to Jesus by night. In John chapter 3, we find Nicodemus, who said to Jesus, "Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him." After Nicodemus spoke, Jesus went straight to his heart with surgical precision. John 3 verse 3 reads, "Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." You see, Jesus knew what was in the heart of man, and he knew why Nicodemus came that night, and he knew what he truly needed. As Jesus talked, he took Nicodemus now to the Torah and to the wilderness wanderings of the children of Israel. He reminded him of the time that God sent fiery serpents because of Israel's rebellion. As many were bit and were dying, Moses set up a pole with a bronze serpent so that if anyone looked upon it, they were healed. The judgment and mercy of God were here on full display. Nicodemus no doubt knew this account very well. Jesus then used this symbol to declare, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life." The Gospel of John mentions Jesus saying that he would be lifted up three times, including the familiar verse, "And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." But Jesus pointed this out to highlight another prophecy concerning himself. In Isaiah chapter 11, verse 10, the prophet wrote, "And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious." One of the names of God is Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is our banner or ensign. In a few years, Jesus would indeed be lifted up on a cross. And like a banner, he would suffer and die for our sins, and 3 days later he would rise again. The point of this passage is significant. Just as the serpent was a means of death, God used it to bring life to Israel. Even so, the cross was also a means of death, but became a source of life for the world. Again, God's judgment and mercy were revealed at the same place. John 3:16 beautifully says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The way to God is not through our human or physical abilities, neither is it provided by our family heritage. The way to God is by being born again or born from above. This is a spiritual work. This is the power of God transforming the soul, resulting in new birth and a new heart. And this is what Jesus was inviting Nicodemus to, as well as to you. Through Jesus, one can experience personally the authentic transformation that God promised to Israel, a transformed life born of the Spirit. In other words, if Nicodemus needed to be born again, even so, we must be born again as well. Now, how about you today, my friend? Are you trying to reach God by your own means? Salvation is by grace through faith, it is not of works. And the Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Trust in him today.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.